Mr. Chairman and members of the board and members of the public, I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for your patience so far this evening. If I could just provide an update to members of the public and to the board on the reason for the elongated recess this evening. The issue we're experiencing has been with the live feed that is broadcast on the county's website of the meeting, which includes the video of the meeting. I can confirm that for members of the public joining us by telephone using the call-in number, that service is functioning normally, and we actually have members of the public listening to this by telephone as I speak and say this. The issue is with the live feed, and it is our preference to broadcast the live feed and also broadcast via the telephone line also. Staff are working to correct this, and if you can just bear with us for a few minutes longer, a decision will be made on whether to proceed with or without the live feed, and we should know that answer in the next 5 to 10 minutes. I'd like to thank everyone for their patience so far. This is a longer recess than we had anticipated, but it is in everyone's benefit to have a live stream and the live calling number. So thank you.
Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,535, FDPN Management LLC seeks a special use exception for a potentially hazardous use, a concrete crusher to support the manufacturing and recycling associated with a concrete batch plant. Sections 115-110, 115-111 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway, that's Route 13, approximately 0.33 mile north of Cannon Road. The 911 address is 20354 Sussex Highway, and the zoning district is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District. And the tax parcel ID is District 131, Map 19, Parcel 5.00. Mr. Chairman, if I could update the members of the board that today the applicant has submitted, or we've received a letter on behalf of the applicant requesting that the application be withdrawn. And that letter has been circulated to members of the board, and I understand that the applicant is here to speak to that letter if the board has any questions. Thank you.
And just the board's, if it had been submitted by the close of business on Thursday, it would have been stricken from the agenda and removed, but because it was submitted within 2 business days of the hearing, it does require a board vote to accept the withdrawal or to not accept the withdrawal.
We cannot hear you.
I don't know why it's, you can't hear me, but.
You need to get closer to the mic. I've seen this a million times.
Sir.
The closer you speak to the mic.
I hear you, sir. I hear you. And what we're saying. Okay. What we're saying is that this is something the board would have to vote on the withdrawal, because it was not submitted within 2 business days. So thank you for letting me know you couldn't hear me.
Is the applicant present? Please come forward. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
Is it okay to remove?
Yes, sir.
Again, my name is Mike. For the record, my name is Mike Ryman with Becker Morgan Group. I'm civil engineer here representing the applicant this evening. We did submit the letter today. We received a number of correspondence on Friday from the community. We wanted to withdraw the application to take that time to try to address the concerns from the public. There's a number of letters in the file, hundreds of letters, and we wanted to take the necessary time to evaluate those and look at how we can address those concerns. We would not have been able to submit the request by close of business Thursday because we didn't have those letters until Friday, which is why we did submit it today. We understand the time that goes into putting these hearings together. We respectfully request that we take the time necessary to try to address those concerns, hence our request.
Are there any questions? Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. If the board wishes to vote on whether to accept the withdrawal and strike this from the agenda, the board can vote.
Mr. Chair, I move that we withdraw case 12535 at the request of the applicant, FDPN, for consideration.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too vote. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12535 has been withdrawn.
Thank you.
We still have a meeting ongoing, so we do have to adjourn. So if you could just be quiet as you're leaving. We do appreciate your patience tonight and your respectfulness throughout this. It was much appreciated at our level.
Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second.
Second. Favor, aye.
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 All others in favor?
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Hey, Brad.